Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
it's on you. Oh God, my life depends on you. My life depends on you. My life depends on you. Like a baby in the hands of a mother, my life is in your hands. My life is in your hands. Lord, I'm safe in your hands. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You are too committed to leave me. Oh Jesus, you are too consistent to leave me halfway. Yeah. What you thought, you always finished. Lord, I've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. What you thought you always finished, Lord, I'm here to testify, you're too faithful to fail me.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle from Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God, hallelujah, for each and every one this morning. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship you, Jesus, in the beauty of your holiness. How great and awesome is our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Let us say the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, we honor you and we bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives and in this ministry. Holy Spirit, we thank you. We bless your name. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are right here with us. Hallelujah. To glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty. May the Lord perfect all that concerns our lives. May the Lord perfect all that concerns our children's lives, grandchildren's lives. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord perfect all that concerns this ministry. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your perfect will be done. During this early morning devotion, we ask you, Spirit of the living God, to release your anointing, your power, your love, and glory. Holy Spirit, we pray for your tangible presence to saturate our hearts. First, saturate our minds. Saturate our dwelling places. Saturate the service in the name of Jesus. Saturate the airways, the cyberspace. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. That the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of righteousness. Let your morning dew descend upon us and bring fresh holy manna from your holy throne room. Father, our Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar to you, Holy Ghost. Let the altar of prayers in our hearts, the altar of prayers in this service, on the prayer line, on the radio, Lord, let it be cleansed, hallelujah, with the blood of Jesus. Wash and cleanse with the blood of Jesus and purify with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayers be a global altar of prayer for every nation, every tongue, every kindred. Father, we magnify your name. We bless your name. Father, we pray for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray for restoration. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we thank you for your presence. We cannot do this service without you. So we thank you, Lord, for your presence. Most importantly, we thank you for salvation of lost souls. We pray, oh God, that we get closer to you for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you, opening the heavens. We thank you, Lord, that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy throne room, enforcing your bidding in our lives. We bless you, O God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. Lord, we ask you for mercy. Father, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. O Father, forgive us. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, be merciful, oh God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. And we come together and say, have mercy upon us as prayer line, a prayer team. Have mercy upon us corporatively. Have mercy upon us individually in the name of Jesus. Your mercy is new every morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let this day be a clean slate, O God. In the name of Jesus, wash our sins with the precious blood of Jesus Christ, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus, take away our hearts of flesh and give us hearts of stone, O God. Hearts that will do what is pleasing in your sight, O God. Let the mind of Christ be in us, O God. In the name of Jesus, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. O Father, we thank you for your faithfulness, O God. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, O God. O Father, your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Almighty God, we extol God, for your sustaining grace. Thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We thank you for the gift of salvation, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we pray for those that are connected with us, O God, that the Holy Spirit will touch the hearts of those that do not know Jesus in our families as the Lord and personal Savior. Let the Holy Spirit hover over their hearts and their hearts, O God, so that they can receive Jesus, O God, as the Lord and personal Savior. Those that are here that need to rededicate their lives to you, we rededicate our lives to you, Almighty God. Let your kingdom come in us. Let your will be done in us, O God. Help us to walk by faith and not by flesh, O God. Father God, sharpen our gift of discernment in the name of Jesus, O God. Lead us and guide us, O God, into all truth, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, O God, for glorifying the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you. We love you. Thank you for taking complete control of our lives. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns us. Thank you for taking control over the early morning glory prayer service in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we release every detail of our lives into your hand. Have your way, O God, in the name of Jesus. We come to the throne of grace. We repent, O God, for all that we have done that is not pleasing to you. Father God, sin of omission and commission. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us, O God. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, disciples, and the networks. O God, release the blood. We cover our children, our spouses, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, the dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. We cover their service in the blood of Jesus, O God. O Father God, we invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus in every era of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you this morning. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and the loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, those that are connected to us, our grandchildren, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Almighty God, you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. Father God, lead us and guide us, O God. We are dependent on you, O God, in the name of Jesus. You are God. There is nothing too hard for you to do, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. So, Father God, we turn our lives over to you. In the name of Jesus, have your way, O God. We thank you for your grace. Give us grace, O God. We thank you for your strength, O God. Greater grace to do all that you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, O God, we thank you, Almighty God, for turning situations around in our favor. We thank you, Almighty God, that when the enemy came against us like a flood, we thank you, Almighty God, that you raised up the standard of the enemy in the name of Jesus. You raised up your standard, O God. Your standard is the blood of Jesus. Your standard is the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into the airways, the cyberspace, the network, into our environment, O God. The precious blood of Jesus. Do the resurrection power that's in the blood of Jesus, O God. Give us your strength, O God. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We are weak, Almighty God, but you are strong, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we bless your name, O God. We adore you, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. Take us from glory to glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Take us from glory to glory, strength to strength, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God. We bless your name. Let your presence go with us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. Praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to our morning glory prayer service. For those of you that's just joining us, we welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. And so we bless God for his unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. We worship him. We glorify his name. His name is awesome. His name is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Psalm 5 says, Father, as I bring this word forth, let it not be me, but the Spirit of God that is in me. Let me speak in your power, in your anointing, O God. Give us revelation and understanding of what you are speaking to each and every one of us this morning, in the name of Jesus, that not only will we hear the word, but we will be doers of your word, in Jesus' name, amen. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shall I hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. So I'm going to stop right here for now. And so we can look at the three verses. Verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. Give ear. What does it mean? Lord, listen to my prayer. Listen to my words. Thank God. Listen to my prayer. Hear the voice of my cry. Whatever you asking, we asking God for, we want the Lord to hear our prayer. We want the Lord to open the heavens over us. And hallelujah, when God hears your prayers, hallelujah, and the heavens are not closed, things happen in your life, hallelujah. And I know beyond a shadow of doubt that the Lord hears our prayers. Hallelujah. And that's why we always must rejoice. Hallelujah. You don't come here for on the prayer line for no reason. You came here to bless the Lord, to worship him, to seek his face. Hallelujah. He says, my voice shall I hear in the morning. Oh, Lord, in the morning will I break my prayer unto thee and will look up. What does it mean? You're looking to God throughout this day. You are not looking to man, but you're looking up to God. Hallelujah. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. You are dependent on him. Man will say death today and death tomorrow. We are a wishy-washy. But God is steadfast. He is faithful. He will never change. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Whatever he says he's going to do, he's going to do his word then. You serve a father, not the father of this world, but Almighty God with integrity and character. So what I'm saying, why do you have doubt? Do not have doubt, because what God says, he will do, he will do. So you look up to him for your answers. I will live unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. You're looking to him. You're looking up. You're not walking in your way, but you're walking in his way. Hallelujah. And for God to take preeminence in our lives, we have to truly surrender and say, Lord, I give my life to you. Lord, lead me and guide me the way you want God to lead you and guide you, or I want God. God does it differently. His ways and thoughts are not our ways and thoughts. All we have to do is to surrender to him. The Bible says, for thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. For me, you're speaking about yourself. This is a great time for you to pray. I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. As for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, in the fear, in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O God, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Lead me in your righteousness. Hallelujah. You ask God, lead me in your righteousness. O God, because of my enemies, make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Whose mouth? You talk when you're seeing an unseen enemy. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Flattering is a sin. I don't want to go into it. Flatter with their tongues. That means when people flatter, they're saying things that they really don't mean. They're just trying to make you feel good. But in their hearts, they really don't mean what they're saying. Their throat is an opening sculpture. They flatter with their tongues. Hallelujah. Destroy thy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels and cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. God sees the heart of man. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So a person can say A, B, C, but God sees the heart. Sometimes you will never even know who's the one that's been messing with your destiny. You never, sometimes you never know. But that's why when you know, when you pray, you always pray, Lord, seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies. Hallelujah. Then your prayer, destroy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. What I mean by their own counsel, they speak their own advice, they will fall by their own things, they will fall by. Not because you said it, but because they have rebelled against God. So now their counsel has turned against them. Hallelujah. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love your name be joyful indeed. For thou wilt bless the righteous with favor, for thou confess him as with a shield. Hallelujah. That's why on the lane with Jesus Christ, don't be paying attention to what the enemy is doing, or keep your focus on Christ. Yes, you will go to the valleys, he's there. On the mountaintop, he's there. But he will always be faithful. If you can't trust anything in the world, you trust God. Hallelujah. And God asked David, when David did the census, David said, Lord, I prefer to come into your hands than to come into the hands of man, because God's mercy, he is a merciful God. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Favor is a shield around you. So that's why what I'm saying, you don't need to worry about what's happening left or right, what people are doing. Keep your focus on the Lord. Pray with faith in him. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for this word in Psalm 5, O God. You thank you for hearing our prayers and our cries, O God. Thank you, Lord, for defending, warring on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making a way where there seems to be no way in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for breathing over every ear of our lives. Thank you, Lord, that you illuminate the light in us, O God, that your name will be glorified, O God. We thank you for families, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for children, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for each and every one that is connected this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they stand in need of, O God, that you are God and there's nothing too hard for you to do. So, Father, anyone under the sound of my voice that needs healing, O God, release your healing grace, your healing virtues, O God. In the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you are healed. In the name of Jesus, O God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the healing of God. Even as I'm praying right now, the anointing of healing is going. In the name of Jesus, touch each and every one this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, your grace is sufficient. Heal us, O God. Second, your truth, your word is the truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father, we bless your name. Lord, this morning we lift up the Spring Magazine, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. The I Am 2023 Spring Magazine, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to breathe on it, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Father God, that when people read, O God, take their time and read, they will see, O God, and come to know you as the Lord and personal Savior, that this magazine will touch lives all over, O God, and there will be a transformation, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the writers, O God. Take them from glory to glory, from strength to strength, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you are God. There is no one greater than you, oh God. So I ask you, every single word, oh God, every single letter, every single word, from the front cover to the back cover, Jesus, breathe on it. Turn the locust word into rhema word in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh God, for divine connection, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for opening the gates, oh God. In the name of Jesus, concerning this I Am magazine, oh God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for the magazines going on in the stores, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that the magazines go on bookshelves and in stores and in supermarkets, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the global, for the magazine going global, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving on the heart believer, read every word in it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because each word is anointed. Each letter is anointed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that even those that are sick that will be healed and get well, oh God. We thank you for your supernatural favor, oh God. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, oh God, for placing your hands on every hands on every sentence, every word, oh God, turning it from a logos word to a rhema word. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the magazines going the north, south, east, and west. We thank you for divine connection. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your writers. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you. We thank you for the upcoming Free Mother's Day program, April 29th, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the service, oh God, as we honor women, oh God. In the name of Jesus, who have made an impact in their society, oh God, in the areas, oh God, a sphere of influence, oh God. Oh God, not only women, but we pray, oh God, for mothers and daughters, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that when they come together and hear the word of God, we thank you, oh God, for revival. Oh God, we thank you for the meeting, because if your presence is not there, we cannot have it, oh God. But Lord, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that your presence will be right there with us, oh God. We pray for the guest speaker that even as she preach and teach signs and wonders and miracles will follow, oh God. We pray that everyone that comes not only receive physical food, but spiritual food to take them to the next level and dimension. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. It is you, oh God, who give us the creative ideas to do these things, to do the magazine, to do the children's book, to write lyrics, oh God, all that you have given us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for this season and time. And so, Lord, we prepare also for the next season, oh God, that the name of Jesus will be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for enlarging our territory. We thank you that your hand of righteousness is upon us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. You've never left us. So, Father God, we pray that even as the mothers and everyone come to the prayer line at 9 a.m. in the different times, oh God. Oh God, let your glory fill, oh God. Let your glory fill the 9 a.m. Let your glory fill the 12 p.m. Let your glory fill, oh God, the 3 p.m. prayer line, oh God. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord, we thank you, oh God. We bless your name. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we have prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you. Next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we start our fast, hallelujah, every Tuesday and Wednesday. In Jesus' name, up to 3 p.m., hallelujah. So if you want to join, go ahead and join in the name of Jesus. just text me and say I'm joining so I can know who's joining, and I can do a special prayer for the Lord to give you strength on Tuesdays and Wednesdays as we come together to fast and pray. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Bye-bye.